are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning, first up here from the South Dakota Historical Society and the Cultural Heritage Center, we've got Dave Grabitsky and Kevin Larson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Big Daddy. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, always good to have you here. Of course, we talked a little bit the last time about some of the things that are changing, but when it comes to the remodel, this is going to be quite the undertaking, and it's been quite a few years since the last one happened.
Well, it opened in 1989 with all the latest technology of 1989, but today we now expect a little bit different experience, and so we're going to be updating the Cultural Heritage Center and bringing in some new things that people expect these days, both for the visitor and for the staff that have to work there, and really for everyone involved.
It's really going to be quite the undertaking, too. This is a big renovation, isn't it?
Oh, it's almost a $20 million project when you get down to it. And it will update things like in 1989, when they installed the elevator in the exhibit gallery, for instance, they put in a telephone that has a rotary dial. I'm not too sure how many folks who are younger know what that is, but we'll update that and bring everything up into the modern age.
That will be great. So what types of things are you looking forward to and are going to be different for folks who come and visit when it's all done?
Well, one of the things that many of our researchers do, the electronics that they have, it required lots of different plugins, and we don't have those in our desks currently in the research room, and you should be able to plug those in and operate things like your laptop and your scanner and your cell phone and everything else that you need these days to do research.
Yeah, and that's going to be important, not just what visitors see, but the behind the scenes for the staff, those that come in, like you say, to look things up.
Absolutely. The staff is very important. They have to live in that environment. And mm-hmm. In 1989, for example, we thought that the archaeology department would be moving from the Black Hills to Pierre. And so lockers and showers were put in, and those are simply not needed. So the restrooms will be updated to accommodate a more modern audience and better working conditions for everybody involved there.
That's going to be great. Now, for visitors who come, what types of exhibits, updates are you looking for there?
Well, we're really excited about the exhibits. Our contractor has led us through the design thinking, and the next phase is schematic design 2, which will put the physical things in place. And we're looking at things that, you know, what is history? We'll train people to think historically, and it's not something that is very pervasive in our field at this point, but it'll be something new for us here in Pierre.
Very nice. And of course, you know, your exhibits change, and they have over the years. So having the ability to have a little more space and updated space will be nice, I'm sure.
That'll be one of the things that we look forward to, because the exhibits that were installed back in the 90s aren't updatable, and so we have no capacity to do that, and the new exhibits will have that capacity.
So some great things to look forward to. Of course, it's still kind of a floating date as to when things are going to get started, right?
Well, that's always the way it is in a construction project.
Yes.
Just when you think that a date has been set, then a new revelation comes up, and it's a very iterative process, and we're very much looking forward to having a groundbreaking date sometime in May, and we should probably know something more concretely in about a month, and we'll stay tuned just like you do.
Absolutely, and of course, right now, you're working behind the scenes. The things you can take care of, get packed up and put away, that process is undergoing.
Absolutely. We have about 34,000 objects in our collection. We've been collecting for about 160 years, so obviously a lot of things there. And only about 4 to 5% are in an exhibit at any one time, but then those things do need to be barcoded and packed appropriately and that sort of thing. So those are things that we're doing. We're starting to depopulate our galleries by thinning them out and packing up some of the more fragile items that require more attention. But we'll be done in time for the moving company, which has been working very diligently this week on finalizing the terms of the contract and everything. And we hope to have that fairly soon.
Yeah, it's an important process. And with so many things, you had to get a head start and make sure, like you said, that you're ready to go when it's time.
Absolutely.
Well, some exciting things ahead. Looking forward to the renovations and all the wonderful opportunities it's going to afford for you there and for the public coming out to visit.
Well, we're very much looking forward to the new Heritage Center in 2025 and being able to share what people expect in modern times. And you know, history is always a very future-oriented activity, and so we want to bring it up to the modern expectations.
Definitely. And Kevin, even though this is going to be ongoing, folks can still become members at any time and support this.
Of course. So anytime, Monday through Friday or 24/7, 365, you can go online, history.sd.gov, click on membership. Very minimal fee, just a, you know, very basic fee, cheaper than four cups of coffee, to be honest with you. So whole year long, and you get some amazing benefits, including four copies of the award-winning South Dakota History publication journal that has won numerous awards throughout the years. So it's a riveting read. And if you, you know, obviously stomp on out to the Cultural Heritage Center and, you know, visit us and take in the entire experience before, and then you're going to be wowed when you return in 2025. It's going to be a completely different future-oriented history experience that you will not want to miss. So in the meantime, obviously sign up for membership. If you have any questions, call me anytime, 773-6000. 773-6000. Operators are standing by.
Fantastic. Looking forward to all that. Thank you for stopping by, gentlemen. Have a great weekend ahead here, and we'll see you when you come back again very soon.
Thank you.
There's Kevin Larson and Dave Grabitsky joining us from the Cultural Heritage Center and the South Dakota Historical Society. We'll continue with People in Your Neighborhood, chatting with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen next. And we continue on with People in Your Neighborhood here on the morning show. And joining us, we have Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Well, good morning.
A little dusting of snow greeting us today.
Yes. But, you know, the temperature isn't bad. And,
no.
And all you need is a brush to brush the snow off.
Absolutely.
And, no scraping this morning.
No, I was talking with my parents out in New York, and they're getting hit with a storm. So they spent their afternoon shoveling and cleaning things out.
Oh,
so
gosh. And when they get snow, they get snow, don't they?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. And it's still coming. So
yeah.
I'm glad it's out there and not here.
That's true.
So the happenings in Fort Pierre, how are things going? And what do we want to talk about
this morning? Oh, gosh. I think the first thing I wanted to mention before I forget to mention it is that Fort Pierre Development will be holding its annual meeting on next Tuesday. I think social hour, but it's a social half hour that begins at 5:30, and then there will be a program that talks about all of the things that have happened in Fort Pierre over the year. And then election of officers, board members, and so forth. So if you're a member of Fort Pierre Development, come over and just see what happened. Join the fun.
Definitely. This
is not a long evening at all, and a good time to socialize with people and find out what's going on.
So, absolutely.
Oh, it's at the Chateau. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, yes.
At the Chateau.
So don't miss that. Get caught up and find out all of what's going to be going on and
that's right.
Moving forward.
That's right. We are still getting calls, people looking for their recycle bins. And so I'll repeat again for people who haven't heard. It's still on Buffalo Street, both of the bins, the cardboard and the other container. And it's still on Buffalo Street, but it's east of Sale Barn Road, not west. And so you can see it from Sale Barn Road. There's a big commercial storage unit right on the corner. And you can see the bins from the road. So just get on Sale Barn Road, look east on Buffalo Street, and you'll see them.
Fantastic. Yeah, and we just want to remind folks, they get emptied on, what,
Tuesday? On Tuesday,
so
right.
So don't leave anything around the
That's
bins.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And since I mentioned it last week, it has been better. We just need to be good neighbors, and because it just turns into litter instead of recycling. So
right.
So yeah, if the bins are full, please let us know, because if we need to have them emptied more frequently, you know, I'm sure that we can do that. But just don't leave it lying there.
No, don't. We don't want that.
Yeah, and we have applied for the infrastructure grant, matching grant from GOED, and are hopeful that will happen. We had a strategic planning session about 2 months ago, and a capital improvement plan came out at the top of our priority list.
Okay.
A 5-year capital improvement plan. You know, and I imagine in any city, but in small cities where you have limited resources, there are lots of needs. There are lots of expensive needs. And we just spent a couple of $1 million on our sanitary sewer system. We are looking at spending a lot of money for our for water storage. And if we can't renew our contract with West River Lyman Jones, we have to look at water treatment. And so all of the big ticket items, we just need to have a plan, and we need to be able to budget for those big ticket items. So we're really hoping for the grant to help us with the planning. It doesn't pay for any of the infrastructure, but it pays for the planning. And that's obviously the first step.
Right. You've got to start there and see where it goes. So hopefully, this will come through and help out with that.
Yeah. Yeah. We have high hopes for that, because that would be a really good tool for the city to have, you know. And then you can schedule out equipment, and you can schedule out streets. So all of, again, and we know that we have to do something with our city shop, because we lost our rental space.
Right.
And so that will be probably one of the things we will look at first, because it's an immediate need.
It is. You've got to have that for the crews and be able to do what they need to do. So
Exactly.
And so, before we know it, the Boots and Bling Cowboy Ball is going to be here. It's hard to believe. The 11th.
Isn't that going to be fun?
Oh, it's going to be a blast there. So there's always a lot of great things going on. And if folks have questions about anything you talk about, or any other, you know, topics that they're thinking of, they can always reach out.
Always call the city office.
And we appreciate you coming over.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
We'll see you next week, Mayor.
Okay.
All right. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us on this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate.